This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Power Breakfast with TT. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on Power 98.7.
So the Chief Justice Raymond Zondo has come under fire for comments that he made relating to the arrest of Rajesh and Atul Gupta. Speaking to the media at the launch of retired Gauteng High Court Judge President Bernard Ngwepe's book, Justice Zondo said the Guptas should be brought back into the country as soon as possible so they can account for corruption and state capture charges laid against them. He urged all law enforcement agencies to work together to ensure the Gupta brothers are brought to book. Research and advocacy group Judges Matter have called out the Chief Justice, though, saying that his comments on pending cases do not help the judiciary any favors. Zilly Benjamin is a research and advocacy officer at Judges Matter. He's on the line to us. Good morning. Good to have you again once again with us on the Power Breakfast, Zilly.
Good morning, Titi, and good morning to the listeners at home.
Yeah, is this the Chief Justice, sticking his foot in it again?
Yeah, unfortunately. I think... He was caught off guard because he attended a book launch, and then there were journalists there with a TV camera and they just wanted quick reaction from him. I think it was a moment of being unguarded, but of course it does have certain repercussions coming as it does from the Chief Justice. And we wish that he perhaps could have declined the invitation to comment, or rather to just say, he leaves it up to the law enforcement authorities and he can't comment.
It is troubling, actually, the comments he attributed to him, because it sounds as if he has already prejudged the matter.
Well, yes, it does sound as if he supports the actions by the law enforcement to try and extradite the Guptas. But the difficulty is that him being in the position that he is, his words carry much more weight than you and I. You and I can have any sort of debate and comment over issues that relate to the merits of cases that might come before courts. But for judges, it's not the same. Article 11 of the Code of Conduct for judges does say that judges must restrain themselves. They must not comment publicly on the merits of any case that is pending before them or that is pending before any court. They must try as much as possible to hold back their views from being public on issues that relate to court cases. And so the reason behind that restraint is so that anyone who comes before the courts can feel that they will get a fair trial. And when the Chief Justice already expresses a view over a pending issue, a pending case in the court, it does give someone who's watching a sense of apprehension that they will not receive a fair trial. So that is the difficulty that Judge Zondo's comments bring up for the judiciary.
It couldn't be more inopportune, because you are likely here to face a resistant suspect here in the Gupta brothers, who might say that there's no, who have already alleged, that all these charges are politically motivated. And now they might say that even the man who investigated the matter himself has already drawn a conclusion of guilt. And that is this something that could be used against the NPA in their bid to try and, to extradite the Gupta brothers?
Well, it's difficult to say. I'm not quite sure what the NPA's extradition application looks like, but I can imagine that they will use portions of the state capture report to bring the Guptas back to South Africa. But I think the other complexity of this situation is that Justice Zondo also sits as the head of the Commission of Inquiry. And we know that right now he's working on the final report of the Commission of Inquiry. And so it would have been better, perhaps, if he left some of these comments for the report and not for the media, because now when he speaks through the report, he's speaking in his official capacity as the head of the commission, that a lawfully constituted body. So that, I think, is much more acceptable than for him to speak publicly in the media on some of these issues.
Courting controversy as well. I mean, we've already had experiences with, shall we say, chief justices that are a little bit vocal, and maybe no lessons were learned from the Mogoeng experiences.
Well, we would have hoped that lessons will be learned, and we do hope that going forward we'll have a little bit more restraint. But of course, judges are also members of society. I don't want to come across as saying that judges should never, ever speak on any topic under the sun. But I think there should be a careful consideration on the kinds of things that judges may say in public.
To that point, though, I mean, so the defense, are you saying the defense that, hey, my tweets are my views alone, is not one that's available? That defense is not available to a judge?
Well, no. The code of conduct for judges applies to both their official capacity as judges, but also their private lives. There are certain places that judges may not go. There are certain people that judges may not associate with because of the position that they hold in society. And so it's not really a defense to say that I was speaking in my private capacity as opposed to my judicial office. That's why there is this requirement of restraint, that you must be very careful about what you say, who you associate with, and the kind of things that are associated with you. Because at the end of the day, as the public, we see you as a judge as representing the judicial authority of this country. And so you can't say, oh, no, after midnight or after 9 o'clock, I'm no longer a judge, or I'm an ordinary South African. That, unfortunately, is not how things work.
Great stuff. Thank you so much, Mbeki Zeli Benjamin, for your insights and that perspective. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.